I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I hope you've been keeping up with my new TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. It broadcasts on Biz TV, and you can go to Biz TV and click on Biz, B-I-Z, Club. They have a thing where you can have a 30-day free trial of being a member of that club, which gives you access in just in case wherever you are, you can't pick up the show on your local TV station. You can go to Biz TV and go to the club, and you can then become a member so you can see all the shows on demand anytime. And at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Sundays, and count backwards across the nation. Actually, count backwards all the way to Honolulu, Maui, Molokai, and Lanai. You can go online and watch it live. I watched it live last Sunday because we don't have a local station in the western part of Massachusetts yet that's carrying the show. But, you know, I have nothing to complain about because the network tells me that we reach about 40 million households every weekend with the TV show. And then, of course, you know, every radio show that we do, aside from the one you're listening to live now, we podcast it for 52 weeks at travelers411.com. You can download it, take us with you. And that subscription is free. So, you know, go do it. And then you and I can, you know, wherever you are, I'll keep you company and bring you up to date on all the wonderful things happening in travel. And at the same time that the podcast goes up for radio, the archived audio goes up for in the show notes, in the forums, in the directory. We create a directory for every guest. I mean, it's so much information. It's the reason that we've won so many awards just about yearly at for travelers411.com and sabrams.com, our family of award-winning websites. And I want you to know that in addition to the posting of the Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams at biztv.com, we have a YouTube site. If you go to my blog, sabrams.com/blog, in each of the last several blogs, there's either a YouTube link or it says sneak peek. And if you click there, it's going to take you to the YouTube channel where as of tomorrow night, we'll have 7 shows. And we only started in February. So the 7th show will broadcast tomorrow. I'm telling you, I mean, it's not long ago that YouTube channel had nothing in it. And then there was one, like a Agatha Christie story. So I have places to take you. And you know, interestingly, on the TV shows, show number 4 is called Amtrak Adventures. I love train travel. There is something so relaxing, enjoyable, romantic, exciting, different. Being able to sit comfortably in spacious surroundings, being able to really walk in aisles, being able to walk into anything from a snack car to a dining car, or if you're on a long-haul trip, going into a sleeper compartment, and they have everything from, like, roomettes to sleeperettes to suites. I mean, it is so cool. You want to know how cool it is? Watch the films. Well, North by Northwest is a classic. Silver Streak, which is a hysterical comedy, but there's a good portion on trains. Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. There's a whole big train sequence in there. And, oh, of course, just recently, the last few months, the reissuance of the remake of Murder on the Orient Express. What a gorgeous film. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you can Netflix it or, you know, buy it or, you know, if you've got any super cable stuff that gives you movies galore. And I think that'll help motivate you to pack a bag and head for an Amtrak station. And we're going to be talking about not only travel with Amtrak, particularly in the Northeast from Penn Station, New York City, northward, but elsewhere. And the reason we're going to talk about Amtrak today is that they've got some deals going on. I thought you really ought to know about them. And maybe that'll also help motivate you to get up and go. By the way, that was episode number 4 of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, Amtrak Adventures. In episode 6, it's Stephanie's mailbag or email bag, where I'm answering questions and we're talking about transportation and whatnot. And it's about airplanes, airports, and trains, Amtrak trains. And I think you'll enjoy that. Well, you're going to love all of them. We're getting such good feedback. So we're going to go off and talk with Jason Abrams, who's an executive with Amtrak based in New York City. And anybody that travels for pleasure or business, if you're a serious traveler, at some point during the year, you're going to find your bones in New York City. And maybe you want to hop a train and create yourself anything from a little breakaway to take your vacation time then. And we're going to do all that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams travel shows are brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Get ready for another exciting summer as tickets are on sale now for Tanglewood, the summer home of the BSO in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Plan your Tanglewood summer now at bso.org or get tickets at 888-266-1200.
On the line with me is Jason Abrams. He's based in New York City, and he works for Amtrak and is quite a knowledgeable fellow. We've had a million telephone calls and email communications, but we've never met. And that's something we're going to fix because we are a gorgeous, and I mean gorgeous, 2-hour and 20-minute Amtrak trip from the Albany or Rensselaer train station, which is about 45 minutes from Berkshire County. So if you are in the New York City area, you want to get up to Berkshire County, you want to go visit upstate New York, you can hop a train in Penn Station and you can arrange. There is a car rental company right there at the Amtrak station. It's Enterprise, and they'll have a car waiting for you when you arrive so you can go from Albany and beat driving out of all that New York City area traffic and enjoy your trip. And it's a glorious ride along the Hudson River. And I have to tell you, 12 months of the year, it is magnificent. Doesn't matter when you go, it's always gorgeous. I want to thank you so much for Jason to join us today. I know you're a busy fellow and it's Saturday, so I know we're imposing on your weekend, but it's grand that you could make time for us.
Of course. Thank you for having me, Stephanie.
How long have you been working with Amtrak?
I've been with Amtrak for a little more than 6 months.
Wow. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Isn't that something they say on the train? We need some chugga-chugga-choop-choop in the background here and a little train whistle. What did you do before?
I worked at various agencies for doing creative work.
Uh-huh.
And now I decided to make the move to go in-house to go to a national brand like Amtrak.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you're enjoying it. in your lifetime, have you been a trained person?
Yes, I would say not a full, more like a half, and I know that full-trained people might not believe that or accept that, but I would say that it's true, that I'm kind of a half-trained person where...
What does that mean?
I enjoy it. I find it fun. I like traveling on a train where I can sit and relax and not have to sit in traffic, and I get to sightsee, but I wouldn't say I'm obsessive about it.
Oh, we'll fix that.
Yes, working at Amtrak has already started fixing
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. We will fix that because I have had, as you'll see in episode 4, we have a little clip of something we ran the full video of in episode 6 of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. An episode that I hope, of a feature I hope to bring back again and again, called Stranger on a Train. You meet the most interesting people when you are on something other than a commuter train. When you're on an Amtrak train, you find people. My goodness, I have met people that are some of the most global world travelers, the most sophisticated travelers, who, you know, I learned so much from and I was so inspired from. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back. And when we do, Jason, I want to talk with you about the email that I got indicating there are some, you know, prime reasons why people ought to be thinking Amtrak right now of saves on the pocketbook. And we're going to do that after these important messages. So pay attention, everybody. We'll be right back.
What you say?
Step aside, partner. It's my day.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hello, Matt Simonson at Hotel 1000 in beautiful downtown Seattle. Here to tell you a little bit about what luxury means to us. True luxury is about anticipatory service and a seamless guest experience. But to us, luxury also means value. Since our opening in 2006, we've included as much as possible in the room rate. This means no nickel and diming. Our guests enjoy complimentary high-speed internet access throughout the hotel with extra broadband so you can bring as many devices as you'd like. Sparkling wine at check-in, your choice of newspaper. Complimentary coffee served in the lobby and library, as well as Keurigs in each guest room. A business center with color printer and delicious Mighty O donuts in our studio every morning. Go to our Facebook page now and like us for a chance to win an overnight stay and other great prizes. Or visit us at Hotel1000Seattle.com to plan your next visit to the Emerald City. We look forward to seeing you soon.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Ireland invites you to the exclusive Cliff Corknickels. Intrigued by Cliff Corknickels? It's simple. After gasping at the cliffs of Moher, too exhausted to talk, one starts listening to the chronicles of the locals in Cork, known for spinning a good yarn. Bring a fresh pot of tea, because in a land famous for its wool, the yarn can last all night. Cliffs of Moher, Cork, Chronicles, Cliff Corknickels. Flex that mouth and perk those ears. Take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Buckle your seat. Belt and tune in to Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast weekly on Sundays in the 5 p.m. Eastern time slot. For a list of cities and stations where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will air, visit Stephanie's blog at sabrams.com/blog and biztv.com. If you're traveling, check local listings in cities including New York, Boston, Miami, Atlanta, Tampa, Orlando, Houston, Dallas, Las Vegas, Nashville, Los Angeles, and more.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Jason Abrams. By the way, he actually knows how to spell his last name right. Sometimes when I go places and I arrive, they look in their computer system, Jason, and they say, could your reservation be under another name? Those are the seven words I never want to hear because it means they can't find my reservation. The first thing I ask them is, how are you spelling Abrams? And a lot of people in the world have this burning need to throw an H in there. And I tell them, no, there is no ham in Abrams. It's A-B-R-A-M-S. So I'm so happy your family actually knows how to spell your name. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I think you and my husband someday have to get together and compare family trees because maybe there is some... maybe we're actually related somewhere. Well, not me. I just fell into the Abrams clan, through marriage. But I'd certainly love for you to, spend some time with him and do that, who was this one's grandparent and, uncle and great uncle and that kind of thing and see if there's an intersection of all of the above. So for those of you just joining us, Jason is an executive with Amtrak based in New York City. And for those of you who have never traveled with Amtrak, there are long-haul destinations. You get yourself to Chicago, no matter how you arrive, but you certainly can go into Penn Station, get yourself a train to Chicago. And I bet you could from other places, too. Can you get to Chicago, for instance, from Boston?
Yes.
Okay. So, now the Boston train comes through Pittsfield, Massachusetts, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains, where my studio is, and I know it continues onward to Ohio, so I'm guessing is that the one that goes through to Chicago?
Yes, that's the Lakeshore Limited.
Ah, beautiful. I have it in my head planted, and now it's been both, given some sunshine and some nutrition. In a conversation I had that's in episode 4 of Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams when I interviewed Bill Hollister, and he talked about taking the Lakeshore Limited to Chicago and then onward to connect with, the Empire Builder and the California Zephyr, is it? And there's one that goes to Utah. And I would love to do that. Every year I say, this is the year we're going to do it. And it hasn't happened yet and doesn't look good for this year. Maybe we'll make a point of doing it next year. And it'll finally be the time. But if you've never done a long haul train trip and have your own compartment and have a sleeping compartment, it is so cool. So there are some, deals available to make it a little easier on your pocketbook. And why don't you share any one of them? Because there are a few different things going on, aren't there? Give us one, because we're going to come up to a break, and then we'll have lots of time in the next segment to really delve in. Mm-hmm. What's the first one?
So the first thing that we always tell our customers is the best way to save is to book early, at least 14 days in advance, and also use Amtrak's Saver Fares, and then you're able to save money on your travel that way. In addition, we are moving to a more streamlined and efficient business model where we're going to be having tactical fare sales to generate ridership growth versus everyday discounts. So this will be seen through flash sales that we're going to be offering, probably it's around every two or three weeks.
So to find out about flash sales going on, if you went to Amtrak, and Amtrak doesn't have a C in it, people. It's Amtrak. If you went to Amtrak.com, would you find, is there like a button or a place, or does it jump in your face that says flash sales?
So when they're ongoing, yes, we will have advertisements on our website as well as through our social media channels.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to ask you a question. You're going to answer it after the commercial break. And the question is there a place to sign up so you can proactively receive information that maybe makes you want to run and grab your duffel bag and leave home? We'll be right back. Don't leave me, people. We'll find out the answer after the commercials. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Come on, ride it, raise it to today.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing. pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Jason Abrams, not a relative, but nice to interface with another Abrams. He is an executive with Amtrak based in New York City and was kind enough to make time for us today because we've been doing a lot of talking about Amtrak, not only on radio, but on my new TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams. And I want to not only plant the seeds in your mind that maybe you owe it to yourself to hop on a train and go. And I spoke with Jason the other day and asked him if he'd come on today to give us some information, input, insights into how to plan the most economical Amtrak trip. And in the last segment, he mentioned that probably the best way is to book 14 days in advance and use their saver fares. But then you mentioned that they're this year they're going to be ongoing every couple of weeks or whatever the routine random schedule is. Flash sales, where when you go to the Amtrak.com site, you'll find, you know, there's something yummy going on that will save you money in your purse. Well, those, do you think those fares, I know this is a new program, so maybe it's unfair to ask at this point, but do you think those fares in the flash sale, first of all, will they come close into the date of travel?
So they are normally around, the sale is actually around 3 to 4 days long, and then it starts a couple weeks after the sale ends. So this way you can book in advance. The sale length, the travel length of time is probably around a month and a half, 2 months. So for our most recent sale that occurred in the last week of March, that was for April 15th through the end of June.
Okay, so it was the end of March for April 15th. So that was pretty much a 14-day advance purchase. I mean, when it comes down to it, because the thing I was just wondering is if there's a 14-day advanced fare, mm-hmm. something that people have been on this planet long enough remember airlines used to do. There was the 7, 14, and 21-day Apex fares, advanced purchase excursion rate fares. Would the 14-day advanced fare compete with the cost of the flash sales? So would one of those two be cheaper than the other? Or would they pretty much be around the same? Or don't we know? Because it's early on. The program's just rolling out.
When the sale begins, the travel length is more than 2 weeks out from the sale period.
When the sale begins, the beginning of your travel.
Right. So the last day of the National Spring Sale that occurred at the end of March was Thursday the 29th, and the first day of travel it was applicable for was April 15th, which is more than 14 days out.
Well, barely. So it would have been 16 days out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's almost on par in terms of that. Well, and when in these sales, what would you say the discounted rate is, you know, compared to the normal rate?
It's usually around 25% to 30%.
Oh, that's tremendous.
Yes, this past sale was 33%.
Wow. Huh. Too bad we didn't talk sooner about that, because I might have bought some tickets for travel in April and been on a train April 15th. That's a huge savings. And Amtrak has always been very good to people traveling with children.
Correct.
So maybe give us some insights into that.
So we offer 50% off on tickets for kids between 2 and 12 years old.
Wow. And under 2 is free?
Correct.
Wow. That's tremendous. Well, I know, I can remember in years past, there have been winter fairs up to Montreal. And you could get on anywhere on the Hudson Valley, River Valley, you know, route, the Adirondack line, from Penn Station all the way up. And I remember years when it was like $70 round trip and something like $49 for kids round trip from anywhere from getting on in Penn Station or Hudson, New York, or, you know, any of these Saratoga, Albany, Rensselaer, wherever, and go all the way up to Montreal. I mean, that's like, you know, I think your gasoline will cost you a whole lot more than that. I mean, really, it's a remarkable thing to do. And it's particularly interesting about traveling to Montreal in the winter. It's convenient in any time of year, but particularly in the winter. The train comes in two floors down, two levels down, from the lobby of the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth Hotel, which is right across the street from the wonderful basilica in Montreal that looks like something you have to go to Italy to see. And when you go up the one level from the train station and you're in the shopping area that leads you into one of the concourses of Place Ville-Marie, the underground city of movie theaters and shops and restaurants and supermarkets. And I mean, it's a whole underground city that's one level down. And you go down another level and you're in the Montreal train station. And then if you're at that level where you can hop the local subway kind of a thing that takes you from one station to another through the whole underground Place Ville-Marie, is fantastic. And you go up one more level and you come out in this very well heated vestibule in the winter, because we went for Valentine's Day. So there we are in February in Montreal. It wasn't that, you know, it wasn't like Siberia or someplace. It was lovely, but it was cold and we were appropriately bundled up with hats and gloves and boots and warm clothes and whatever. But when you come up, you enter this vestibule that's like super heated with these infrared kind of overhead in the ceiling. It's so toasty warm, it's one step from a sauna. You make a right, you go out in the street, and there's the basilica. You make a left through the double doors, and you're in the lobby of the Fairmont Queen Elizabeth. So, you know, if you want to go in the dead of winter from New York City and you're concerned that there might be snow, it might be cold, you never have to go outside. You get off the train, go up two levels, check in your hotel, throw your stuff in the room, go down one level, go into Place Ville-Marie, explore that station's offerings, hop the little train that takes you from one concourse area to another within Place Ville-Marie, and walk your legs off as much as you care to in this amazing underground city that also allows you to come upstairs into like the department stores and whatnot that are on St. Catherine Street, which is like Fifth Avenue or Madison Avenue in New York City, where all the, you know, lovely shops are that you want to go to. It's amazing. So knowing that you can do this and get 50% off for your 2 to 12-year-olds, and by the way, traveling with kids under 2, especially traveling with kids who can't walk yet, oh, so good. Because you don't have to chase them. You put them down. They stay where you put them. So that was just one of the we've got the 14-day advance Super Saver. We've got these flash sales coming up. So my question to you before we went into the break was, you know, people can kind of put it on their calendar and give themselves an alert in their cell phone or whatever to, this is the day to check Amtrak to see if there's a flash sale going on. Is there a mechanism yet to put in, you know, enter your email so Amtrak will send you an alert and say, hey, you know, this is what we're doing? Or maybe you could even put in, you know, I want to go to Colorado, or I want to go to Seattle, I want to go to Chicago, I want to go to Miami. So if there are ever sales, you'll alert me.
Yep. So at the bottom of Amtrak.com, on the left-hand side, there is a box that has the title Subscribe and Save, and right underneath it is the box that says Enter Email Address. So all you have to do is put your email in there, and then you'll be subscribed and receive our emails alerts, and that will notify you when sales are released. Again, we also encourage people to follow us on social media. And if you're an Amtrak Guest Reward member, or if you're not an Amtrak Guest Reward member, the email should be coming through there as well.
How do you become an Amtrak Rewards member?
So you sign up for it at Amtrak.com/guest-rewards, and you will follow the prompts to join now, share your information. You will earn two points per dollar spent on Amtrak travel. You could also receive various benefits like 25% bonus points for all business class travel or 50% bonus for a seller first class. And you can earn and redeem those points with hotels, rental cars, retail, and other partners. And just for signing up, So you can also redeem free Amtrak travel starting at just 800 points. To help get started, Amtrak will provide 500 bonus points when you travel within 90 days of joining and becoming an Amtrak Guest Reward member.
Well, that's fabulous. We'll be right back. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here. Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Stephanie Abrams here, inviting you to Northern Ireland's North Coast, where landscapes and seascapes inspire filmmakers. Walk in mythical footsteps of giant Finn McCool at Giant's Causeway. Trek across Carrickareed Rope Bridge. Enjoy miles of sugary sand at Port Stewart Beach. And have a bite at Harry's Shack with its million-dollar panoramic beach view.
Visit nationaltrust.org.uk and search for Giant's Causeway.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Your U.S. passport is the key to your international adventures abroad and is the most secure travel document that proves both citizenship and identity. The State Department's official website, travel.state.gov, has comprehensive information about applying for a passport for the first time, renewing a passport, passports for minors, fees, and much more. You can apply at over 8,000 passport acceptance facilities, including post offices and clerks of court. Standard processing is currently 4 to 6 weeks, and expedited service takes 2 to 3 weeks. If you need your passport in less than 2 weeks, call 1-877-487-2778 to schedule an appointment at one of our regional passport agencies. Once you have your passport, sign up for our Smart Traveler Enrollment Program and download our Smart Traveler app on your smartphone. You will receive country-specific information, travel alerts, and warnings. Visit us at travel.state.gov today.
Live from high atop the Ozarks comes the 1886 Crescent Hotel and Spa in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Okay, I know, you've heard of the Waldorf Astoria, the Biltmore, the Plaza, the Grand, and now you're hearing about the 1886 Crescent. We're all proud members of Historic Hotels of America. Then let me introduce you to the Crescent. Listener, this is the Crescent. Crescent, this is the listener. Oh, you want to know something about us. Okay. The hotel was built by a group of railroad tycoons who wanted to sell the well-to-do train tickets to what had become the healing water mecca of America. Five stories of limestone sitting atop the Arkansas Ozarks and the state symbol of hospitality. Nuptials, anyone? The 1886 Crescent Hotel will probably do more than 300 weddings each year here in the wedding capital of the South, Eureka Springs. But you know, you might have also heard about this hotel's paranormal activity. Many consider the 1886 Crescent Hotel America's most haunted hotel. In fact, that's our ghostly website, americasmosthauntedhotel.com.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We ended our last segment talking about the new train station in Rochester, New York, which I actually got to see this past August when we spent 5 days in Rochester. And, you know, there are places that I don't want to embarrass, but maybe I will anyway. I can remember, and things have changed a lot, but I can remember when my friends were going to college in Philadelphia, and the expression was, I spent a month in Philly one day. So, you know, if you were there on a Sunday, because of the blue laws of the time, there was nothing open. The movie theaters weren't open. The bowling alleys weren't open. You couldn't do anything on a Sunday other than go to church and have dinner. And the big fun thing to do in Philadelphia was, and people who remember this period will stand up and be counted that I am correct on this subject. Everybody used to go down to the big, like a Walgreens store, and go into the aisles where the greeting cards were. And there used to be a line of greeting cards called studio cards. And they were skinny, tall things, and they were hilarious. And you'd find all these college people in the greeting card aisle reading the funny greeting cards and laughing. And that was entertainment on a Sunday afternoon in Philadelphia. Because if you didn't have family and you were a student there, you kind of were at loose ends. And the laws didn't allow entertainment to be out there happening and entertaining you. But we were talking about Rochester, and I think to some degree people think Rochester is a business city, and therefore, you know, maybe there's, you know, why would you have it on your list of places to go? I want to start with the new train station, and we're talking with Jason Abrams, an executive with Amtrak based in New York City. Has the station already opened?
Yes, the station opened in October 2017. Was the result of nearly 15 years of visioning and planning.
Wow.
By several stakeholders, including the recently Congresswoman Louise Slaughter, who helped secure a $15 million transportation investment generating economic recovery grant, or a Tiger Grant, for the work. Unfortunately, you know, she recently passed, but Amtrak.
But she knew it was on its way to opening, no?
Yes, she was alive when it opened. It opened in October 2017. She passed just a few weeks ago. And then
I'm glad she got to see it open.
Us too.
Yeah. So, but is there some, like, official something going on in terms of, you know, hoopla that, you know, celebrating the opening of the station?
So Amtrak recently announced they will be naming the Rochester station as a dedication to Congresswoman Slaughter, a dedication to her career in public service, her commitment to leading several projects in the northern New York area, including the station. So that is something that we're proud to announce. We're also working with Governor Cuomo, also Senator Schumer and Gillibrand, and also former mayor and Lieutenant Governor Duffy, all
to do what?
To all wanted to name the station in her honor, so Amtrak announced that it would. We haven't announced any further plans yet in terms of if there's going to be.
Well, if there's going to be some kind of formal celebration or whatever, be sure to invite me.
Correct.
I have less than a minute, and I want to tell you why you need to go to Rochester, you know, beyond if you go to school there, you've got business there, whatever. There is a place called it's the Strong Museum of Play. It started out with this huge collection of little toy items that were collected by this woman who was the only child of a very privileged family. Let's call it like it is, very rich family. And she donated everything, and then they built onto that. You can go in there and find. We spent 4 hours there. We were supposed to be there like an hour. I didn't want to leave, and I want to go back. You'll find the history of toys. You'll find all kinds of toys. There are play areas, and there's everything from, you know, Tinker Toys and Erector sets and all kinds of toys that you loved in your childhood, all the way up and beyond. And there's the Eastman House and Museum, where, you know, Eastman Kodak? Kodak wasn't a person. It was just a made-up name, to be fanciful. His house is fantastic, and they removed one wall of the house. So you walk right from visiting the house into the museum, where there's all this stuff that'll just blow your mind. And that's just the beginning. We spent 4 days there. We didn't see it all. There are other museums and things, and great city, great food, great people, and now a brand new Amtrak station. We've come to the end of the show. Thank you, Jason. Come back next week, everybody. Gotta fly now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.